You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Mike Kahn. Check us out online at populartechnologyradio.com.
Welcome back to Popular Technology Radio. I am your host, Mike Kahn, and we are being joined now by Christina Broas. She is our tech contributor, our girl in the know. She's here to talk about one of the hottest trends that we're seeing these days. Video content distribution is absolutely exploding on the internet, and YouTube, of course, being one of the most amazing places on the web, and certainly one of the most popular for video content, with over 1 billion unique viewers and visitors a month. How you doing today, Christina?
Very well. How are you?
Doing fantastic. Now, our listeners, if you want to actually follow along with the conversation and or ask a question to Christina, you can find her on Twitter with the ampersand, the at symbol, Xtina, X-T-I-N-A-N-N, Xtina and underscore. Christina, tell us some of the reasons. Why is YouTube so popular? Is it the social networking aspect? Is it social networking to the extreme? Tell us what you think.
Well, it's all about engaging your audience, right? So you've got the written word, which, you know, everyone's blogging and it's static, and then you put some pictures on there and you get people really, really engaged. But then when you add motion to it, you really draw a connection to your crowd. People grow up on television, so now we're just moving into a different medium, and it's really, really engaging, and you fall in love with the characters and the songs that are constantly played on YouTube.
Really, really cool. Now, about how many hours of video are being watched each month on YouTube? I think there's some data that you were recently researching.
Yeah, currently YouTube's putting out that there's over 6 billion hours of video watched each month. That's like an hour, if you think about it, for every single person that's living on Earth right now. And then in terms of the uploading of content, it's incredible. It's about 100 hours of video every minute that's uploaded to this one site.
Literally something for everybody in every taste and every walks of life. What about the people who are posting and viewing it? Tell me about the diversity of who's engaging with YouTube.
Well, you know, in terms of the posters, you get all sorts of people, right? You've got a lot of musicians out there, people who are using it just to connect, more of a sociological, a lot of folks that are into self-motivation and really trying to do good in the community, which the community is the world now, and all a whole lot of instructional videos as well. So one of the bigger trends that we're seeing is the women who are putting up makeup instruction, and those are really, really popular above and beyond.
Oh, I know that. I forget that girl's name. She's actually got TV commercials now because she has so many YouTube followers watching her put on makeup. I forget who that girl is, but she's really done something. She was a young teenager that just started putting makeup on and videotaping herself doing that, and now it's like one of the most popular YouTube channels out there.
It's amazing, and what it is it makes so easy to learn, and you know, at any time of the day you can consume this. And so maybe you're sitting up in the middle of the night, right, and you're like, I'd really like to know how to apply, you know, my eyeshadow the way I saw a woman do it once before. And you can Google that and put that, get a link right to YouTube and find out from basically your new best girlfriend.
So one question, I mean, obviously, you know, the older generation probably used to consume video more on the television side of the house. I know Nielsen does some studies where they're looking at people who are viewing video online. Is there any information about YouTube that they're releasing that talks about, you know, who is that? What is that age of that person that watches videos at YouTube?
Well, in the U.S., they're saying that the average age is about 18 to 34, which is a great span of, you know, young adults into the mid-30s, and they're watching YouTube videos way more than cable. So you think about, you know, all the things that we're doing. We're so busy these days and commuting to work and, you know, maybe on, you know, public transportation, et cetera. People are consuming this on their second screen throughout their days.
And how many people, you know, are subscribing to YouTube each day? I mean, it's getting huge and it keeps growing.
Yeah, literally millions of subscriptions happen every single day. So you're on there, you're watching your favorite YouTube videos, and they have suggestions just lined up and just constantly flowing. And so you kind of go through this this routine of stumbling upon great new content and subscribing to those channels, and it just kind of grows from there. You kind of get addicted to it, and they're bite-sized videos, right? So you can continue to subscribe to a whole bunch of things and really get a diversity of content.
I heard it's about 400% up from last year. And what about not just in the U.S., what about outside the U.S.? Because YouTube's worldwide. Where's all people coming in from outside the U.S. to look at and post videos and look at videos?
It's about 80% of all YouTube traffic that's actually coming from outside the U.S. And then in terms of, you know, the country, the install base, if you will, they're actually publishing in 61 different countries, 61 different languages. So it's a global community.
Oh, for sure. It sounds like much more is actually being used outside the U.S. than inside the U.S. Maybe the U.S., we like to watch it. We don't like to contribute to it. We'd rather watch what other people are doing from around the world. Now, there are studies that are coming out right now, Christina, that are showing that traditional video consumption on regular TV, the TV that's been around forever and a day, is actually going down, yet the non-traditional video, like internet video, consumption is going up. So it really doesn't surprise me at all that we're seeing this incredible use of YouTube, and not just in the U.S., but around the world as well. How do you yourself use YouTube?
I'm actually an avid viewer of YouTube. I've been watching and studying and learning for quite some time, and I'm actually going to be publishing and producing my own show very, very shortly as soon as I get grounded and really, you know, focus in on what I want to produce. Quality is of utmost importance when you're building your brand on YouTube.
That's pretty cool. So we're going to be able not only to enjoy you on the radio, we're going to be able to actually enjoy you on your own YouTube channel and your own video and your own stuff that's happening online too.
Yeah, and it's so easy these days. I mean, you go through, you can record live video with others through Google Hangouts. And so I can do interview with you.
Uh-huh. We were talking with Christina Rose. She is our girl tech in the know. This is your host of Popular Technology Radio, Mike Conn. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Popular Technology Radio, sponsored by Haynes, the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. Stay tuned, there's more Pop Tech Radio to come.